Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mark Hamrick, Bankrate Senior Economic Analyst, is on the WBEN Live line with us on the government shutdown, which we've been through before. But Mark, what is the impact of this one in our current economic climate?
Good morning, Susan and Brian. This one really occurs at an inopportune time, and there's no ideal time for a federal government shutdown. It's very disruptive. It's costly for taxpayers because you're essentially paying the hundreds of thousands of furloughed workers eventually to do nothing. They don't get their paychecks right now, but the federal law now requires that they eventually be paid. There'll be contractors that get no income, and they're all the businesses that are adjacent to the federal government reliant on it that lose income. Think of the mom and pop shop that might be next to a federal building making sandwiches or a dry cleaner, and they're wondering where their customers went. Essential services continue, of course. But the reason why I think this one's particularly unproductive is because it occurs when the economy has already been seen at an inflection point. And what I mean by that is, remember, the Federal Reserve last month cut interest rates because of meaningful downside risks, as Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell put it, involving the job market. We've seen hiring essentially very flat. We had a contraction reported in September for hiring, according to the payrolls processor ADP yesterday, with a decline of 32,000 jobs. Of 10 sectors, only three saw job growth last month, according to ADP. And broadly, there were declines for the two main parts of the economy when we're talking about jobs, so that is the goods producing sector and the service sector. So we are going to be excluded from seeing the monthly employment report, which would otherwise be due tomorrow morning. We already missed one report yesterday, one that's less consequential on construction spending. And the Federal Reserve now begins to worry that they won't have a good view of what's happening with the economy when they meet later this month, once again on interest rates. There is a substantial risk now that in the middle of the month, the consumer price index will not be released because the work on that needs to be ongoing. And so we'll miss the key report on inflation. We'll miss the key report on the job market at a time when we're just wondering, well, what's happening with the economy? Is it growing? Is the job market continuing to stall? Is the unemployment rate rising? And we won't have adequate answers to those questions.
Yeah, the prospect of a lot of government workers not so much being furloughed as they will be just outright fired or not have a job to go back to, how does that play into the jobs numbers that we just saw and what we might expect to see out of future numbers?
Well, first of all, this is a threat that the Trump administration, frankly, the president and his budget director have been wielding, which it appears to be not a carrot, but a stick with the intention of trying to essentially pressure Democrats into agreeing on the stopgap spending bill. Hasn't been effective so far, but you know, we know that one of the primary aims of the administration has been effectively to either disembowel or hollow out federal agencies, particularly ones that whose mission are not in alignment with the goals of the Heritage Foundation, Project 2025, and the president and his advisors themselves as well. And so it feels like just another excuse to do what Elon Musk was doing earlier. To your question, what is it? What is the impact? Well, I would say, first of all, it further undermines the missions of federal agencies in the sense of taxpayers have come to understand that, you know, their money is going for something, and those allocations were decided by Congress, and that's the whole constitutional question of, you know, how much can the president do to essentially undermine spending decisions that have been seen in the past as Congress holding the power of the purse. So if we have hundreds of thousands additional, whatever the number is, we just don't know yet, even if there is going to be a number, federal workers who are essentially hitting the pavement, that obviously is going to add to unemployment and certainly would have a more negative impact where there are federal workers or the agencies that are directly affected, obviously around where I live in the Washington, D.C. area.
You know, Mark, if an impacted federal worker is listening to us, and what steps should they be taking right now while this is playing out?
Well, it's a little like the bottom of the ninth, and you know, your ability to come back from being on the rope, so to speak, is constrained. But what I would say more broadly, whether it's them or anyone, you know, anyone who is employed in the United States who would be listening, or Canada for that matter, it's a reminder that we need to prioritize emergency savings. And, you know, I think I've talked with both of you about this in the past. It's a reminder that we do face extraordinary events, whether it's a high expense, an emergency room visit, auto repair, had to get my chimney fixed this week here at the house, or we have an interruption in income, whether we're laid off from work or there's something that keeps us from going to work. There are storms, so I don't have to tell people in the Buffalo area about that, which can keep people from going to work, and those who are not on a salary may miss some of their income there. So emergency savings, high-yield savings accounts, that's where that money should go. Pay down high-cost debt, credit card, new issuers are still putting cards out there that are 20% and higher, and that's for the best qualified users. So, you know, we hope that federal workers do have their emergency savings to fall back on, because this is, I think, the 10th federal government shutdown, maybe the 11th since 1980. The last one was 35 days, ending in early 2019, and we hope that this one doesn't go quite as long.
We'll see what happens. Hey, Mark, thanks so much for being with us this morning. Mark Hamrick is the Bankrate Senior Economic Analyst, joining us live talking about the shutdown and the impact.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.